With another Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. For seven generations, the Marcoot family has been raising jerseys near Greenville in the southwestern part of the state. Amy Marcoot is the manager of Marcoot Jersey Creamery.
Our family came from Switzerland in 1842. About 7 years ago, my dad was considering selling the farm, and my sister and I decided to come back to the farm, and we built a creamery to add value to our milk. So we are a farmstead operation, which means that all of our milk for our cheese comes from our cows. Everything is done on this farm. Whenever Beth and I came back to the farm, we had to decide what we wanted to do. And my dad was, and still is, a very smart man, and said that it's very difficult to make a living with a small family farm, so you need to consider either becoming a large dairy farm or doing something value added. And for us, it was very simple. We decided to add value to our milk by making cheese. So we built a creamery, and our creamery is set up for tourism. We have viewing windows so people can watch us make cheese. They can go pet the baby calves, see where we milk the cows. We try to be extremely transparent with our customer base.
Marcoot says for her family, cheese was a natural choice.
We love cheese. It was very simple for that reason, because we knew that we would enjoy making it, we would enjoy eating it as well, but also because of our Swiss roots. Switzerland is obviously known for cheese making, and we thought that it would be neat to go back to kind of where our family originated from. And as far as learning how to make cheese, we mostly just had to learn by trial and error. We brought in a consultant from Vermont, and that was really helpful, but it is something that we just had to learn by making a lot of mistakes and learning what to do with our milk. Kind of the beauty of cheese making is that I can use the exact same recipe as someone who lives 100 miles away from me, but my cheese is going to taste different than their cheese. And so we had to create recipes that worked with our milk to make an excellent product for our customers.
She says the two most popular cheeses they make are fresh mozzarella and cheese curds, but they offer many other products as well.
We also make a cheese called Tipsy Cheddar, and it's made with a local microbrewery's pale ale. So that's a very popular cheese as well. Then we make cheeses like Havarti, Gouda, cheddars that are unique to our farm. They're going to taste a little bit different because of our Jersey cow milk. Then we actually built a man-made cheese cave, so it's underground. It's basically a basement with a concrete roof on it, and it emulates a cave atmosphere year-round. So our aged cheeses are very unique to us, too, because of that cave that the cheeses are aging in.
Marcoot Jersey Creamery is open 6 days a week. Visit MarcootJerseyCreamery.com for hours and directions. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.